Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church. So welcome to those of you who are here in person and everyone joining us on the radio and watching on YouTube. It is good to be together in all the ways that we can. A few announcements before we get started. Our liturgist this morning is Tamara Strupp. Our radio sponsor is Charles Stuber, in honor of Theron and Charles' 69th wedding anniversary, and in honor of Brian and Kim Stuber's 35th wedding anniversary. Also, big thanks to everybody who came out and was helped out with our float yesterday at the Cowchip Parade. It was very fun, and there's room for more next year. Drive-through chicken dinner next week. I think there are ways to volunteer to help. Is that right, Marcy? Yes. So please come and help out and eat chicken and bring friends and, you know, you can make some more friends between now and then also. On Sunday, October 13th, our Love Thy Neighbor Committee is going to lead after church a workshop on writing letter advocacy. So both of our Shirleys will be teaching that. And it is not come and write a letter about something. It's come and learn how to write a letter about something that you care about. So we won't tell you what to write about. I mean, I will if you ask. I got ideas, but come and learn how to write an effective letter to legislators. Also, our Sauk Prairie Against Hunger PAC event will be Thursday, October 24th, 6:30 p.m., and we will have a full table, 20 people, sign up in the narthex. One more announcement. I heard yesterday that a few people got text messages from, not me, asking for donations, for money. Go buy some gift cards and tell me the numbers, because I'm so busy helping people that I don't have time to go to the store and buy gift cards. This is a scam. I will never send messages, emails, text messages saying, please go buy gift cards and send me the information. That's not how we work. So it's a common scam. It's crummy and gross. I had it happen at my former church in Oregon. I've gotten messages supposedly from the conference minister saying that he was tied up and needed me to go buy gift cards for the conference staff. It's a scam. So if you get any of those, please just pass them on, and please don't buy anything. There are plenty of opportunities to help. That's not one of them. And now our welcome statement. Our first UC welcome statement. Accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. We at We at First United Church of Christ, Sauk City, have been embraced by the inclusive love of Jesus, and so we strive to be a welcoming presence in Sauk City and beyond. We invite anyone and everyone to worship and serve with us. Everyone who covenants with us to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly in the way of Jesus will be a valued member of this fellowship. Without regard to sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, race or faith background. Amen. Now let's take a few moments of silence to come into the presence of God and our neighbor, sit and relax into your seats. Feel the stress of whatever is on your mind. Let it flow away. Relax your shoulders, your back, wherever you hold stress. Breathe in the Spirit of God. Breathe out. Is here with us. Breathe in the Spirit of God. Breathe out. Is here with us.
Good morning. First, I want to say thank you to all who decorated the altar. It's wonderful and soothing, so thank you. Let us focus on God's presence. In the midst of a world where people hunger and thirst, in the midst of a world where people are abused and oppressed, in the midst of a world filled with conflict and violence,
come worship a God who desires peace for the world.
In the midst of a world of spiritual longing,
come worship a God who gives life meaning.
Come, let us worship God, whose grace and love know no end.
Our hymn is number 44 in the hymnal, Joyful, Joyful.
Thank you.
Beethoven was pretty good. Join me in our prayer of unburdening. Holy ground of being, we can forget that walking with you should impact our entire lives, how we speak, how we listen, how we love. The Lord tells us what defiles, and we believe it. We abandon you and hold to human tradition and values instead. We are hearers of the word, but sometimes we neglect to do. And hear God's promise. The divine longs for us to open our hearts to true religion and will always be ready to welcome us home. Good intentions, too, can come from the human heart, and with grace, we may hear and act upon them, and we are given that grace, for which we all say,
thanks be to God.
Without exception, everyone is welcome at this table. So if you are hungry or even just curious, please come and eat. In his time on earth, Jesus sat at many tables. He broke many loaves of bread. He sat with friends, with antagonists, with Pharisees and tax collectors and women, all sorts of people. On his last night, the night he was betrayed and given up to death, he chose to sit with friends, to teach them what we must do to carry on. At that meal, he took bread and he broke it. And he said, eat and remember. When you gather at tables, remember this one. Remember how I washed your feet. Remember how I love you. Remember, you are called to abide with and in God, and God in you. He took a cup, and he poured wine, and he said, this is a cup of a new covenant. A new covenant. You will love as you have been loved. You will reach out to others. You will tell them that they are beloved as well, and that this table is for them too. Drink and remember. Holy Spirit, I ask you to pour out love and grace on this holy meal. As we eat this bit of bread, drink from this little cup, may we be filled with the essence of being at this table. May we become what we eat and drink. In your name we pray. Amen. All are welcome. Come forward.